From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Turkish authorities closing down schools and firing teachers. Turkish state media say authorities are acting to close down 626 private schools and other educational establishments in the latest Affairs Directorate, the Family and Social Policy Ministry, and the Prime Minister's Office. Russia's top Olympic official said on Wednesday that he expected a final decision by Sunday over whether the entire Russian Olympic team will be banned from next month's games in Rio. The International Olympic Committee is examining its legal options following a report by World Anti-Doping Agency investigator Richard McLaren that accused Russia's sports ministry of overseeing doping of the country's Olympic athletes. Russian Olympic Committee President Alexander Zhukov said the issue is to be resolved by Sunday and that the most important issue is the approval of the Russian national team lineup for participation in the Olympic Games. Russian triple jumper Ekaterina Konova was asked how she'd feel if all Russian athletes were banned from the Games. She said, "I think we will all be crying. In fact, it's very sad and frustrating. All these thoughts in our heads, what if we are not admitted? What do we do? But hope dies last. We still have another chance. It's tomorrow, and I hope they will tell us something good." This is VOA News. A man wearing a heavy coat with wires hanging out promptly did a security alert and partial lockdown in central Brussels, but it turned out to be a false alarm, according to police. Authorities believe that the man was a student measuring radiation levels in the Belgian capital. No explosives were found, and the man was detained for questioning. According to a police spokesman, everything is under control. Wednesday's incident occurred near a library adjacent to the Royal Opera and lasted for about 4 hours because